Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. I'm delighted that you've joined us again for a few moments of Bible study around the Word of God. If you have a Bible or New Testament, turn with us to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, if you would. And that's where we're studying in Ephesians chapter 4, about we believers and who we are in Christ, and what God's plan and goal for each believer is. And so we're looking at that right here in verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 4. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him, speaking of Christ, in all things, which is the head, even Christ. He's talking about the body of believers. Verse 16, in whom the whole body, fitly joined together and completed by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now what he is talking about here is that every person, every believer, has a place to fill in the body of Christ. And so he's talking about Christ as the head of the body and believers as a part of the body of Christ. And so he's talking about us as being the household of God. He's talking about us as being the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And each local church, Paul's writing to the church at Ephesus, and he's telling them, ye are the body of believers there in Ephesus, and you are being an influence for Christ there in Ephesus. And therefore, it's God's goal that you people grow up. And he's given you evangelists, he's given you pastors and teachers, he's given you apostles and prophets to edify you, to help you mature for the perfecting of the saints, verse 12, for the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, the spreading of the gospel, the reaching of others with the good news of Jesus, for the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ, the body of believers. And so verse 16, he's talking about the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. He's using our physical body as an example. Every joint of the body is needful and necessary. Look at your right hand a minute. Pull your fingers together and make a fist. Every joint in your hand had to be involved. Every joint was important in order for you to draw your hand into a fist. And so there are many joints in the hand, and every joint is important. Every joint helps you. If you have arthritis, if you have some joint that is diseased and cannot pull together, then all of the hand cannot make a fist. And so every joint is important. And that's what he's saying. The whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. That is, it strengthens, it helps, it fulfills a place in the body of believers. And thus we see the importance of every believer in filling their place in serving Christ. Now go to chapter 5 and verse 25. We're talking about the church of the Lord Jesus, the body of Christ, and how that each local church is a picture of the body of believers, and every individual in that local church has a place to fill. And so we read here in verse 25 of Ephesians 5, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Now here we see he is using the illustration of husband and wife relationship. He's talking about the husband's place in the marriage relationship, and he's talking about Christ and his love for his church, which will make up the bride of Christ. So there's numerous different terms that all picture the same thing. But the reason that God uses different terms to help is to explain to each of us, because we're all different, we all think differently, we all look at things in a different way, in a different light, from a different direction, and so every one of these different terms are given to help us to understand Christ and his love for the church, which is the body of Christ, with Christ being the head. And so, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That's why Christ died. He died for your sins. He died for my sins. He died to make us a part of his body, a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Now it's the word of God, beloved, that sanctifies. That is, the word sanctify means to be made holy, to be set apart for the service of God. It's the word of God that teaches us what is right and pleasing to God, what is wrong and displeasing to God. And so the Word of God sanctifies us. It has a purifying effect upon our life, and it helps us to see how we are to live differently from the world and to live in a manner that's acceptable and pleasing to God, that it might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. What does he mean, cleanse it? The Word of God opens up sin that's in our life that we may not have been conscious of, so that we can confess that sin and turn from that sin and walk in obedience to the Lord. And so the Word of God has a cleansing effect, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. Now, what does he mean, the washing of water? It's an illustration of you're washing your hands. When you wash your hands in water, it cleanses your hands. It takes away the dirt. That's what the Word of God does for us. That's why you need to get into God's Word every day. You need to read it daily, because it has a cleansing effect upon you. I've heard an illustration of this one time by an evangelist that had visited another country, and he had brought a message while he was there, and he told about walking along the river where the women were down washing their clothes in the river. And the one woman saw him and said, "Hello, evangelist so-and-so." He said, "Hello, I remember when you were here last time." And he said, "Really?" He said, "Yes, I remember." And said, "The messages you brought had a cleansing effect upon my life." And said, "I accepted the Lord as my Savior as a result." And said, I learned a lot about what was right and displeasing to God in my life." And so she said, "The Word of God had a cleansing effect upon me." He said, "Well, what did I preach about?" "Well," she said, "I don't remember what you spoke about, but," said, "I just know that it opened up my eyes to a lot of sin that was in my life." And he said, "Well, how could that be if you don't remember what I spoke on?" She said, "Well, you see, look at what I'm doing here. I'm washing clothes. See this water? before it reaches my clothes, it's clean. Now look at this water down below after it's flowed through my clothes. You see how dirty the water is? So the water has a cleansing effect upon my clothes. So the Word of God, beloved, has a cleansing effect upon our soul. And it opens up to us the words of sin or the actions of sin that have been produced in our life by wrong thinking. And thus, it has a cleansing effect, the Word of God. Verse 27, that he might present it to himself, Christ speaking here, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And so he's talking about here Christ's love for the church and how that he's given us the Word of God to help us grow, to help us mature, to help us to develop and to become a building of God that is a good building, a building that stands as a instrument to bring glory, honor, and praise to the Lord Jesus, that he might present it to himself someday. We're going to be presented to Christ as a glorious church, united with Christ as the bride of Christ. And we're spoken of again that the church is the bride of Christ, and the marriage of the Lamb of God is spoken of. In the book of Revelation, it speaks about the marriage of the Lamb. And so it's talking about the church being united with Christ and being the bride of Christ, for whom Christ died. And so he says a husband is to love his wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I'm to love my wife to the extent that I'd be willing to die for her if necessary. That's how much a man is to love his wife, as Christ loved the church. Christ is my example, and I'm to love my wife as Christ loved the church and loves us and gave himself for us. Verse 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Yes, the Lord nourishes and cherishes us. He helps us to grow, for we're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Till next time, goodbye.